That was a tall girl. My poor kids, I don't think they're going to get any sort of, well, they might. My one son, my father-in-law is about 6 foot, so we'll see what happens there, because he's built just like him. It's like my head on a tall, skinny body, which is not who I am. The other two are built just like me, stocky little things, so feel bad for him. Go ahead, Donald.
Again, I'm 6'1", and I'm my dad's side of the family, we're all heavy set. So my oldest daughter has pretty much my dad's structure. She's a heavy girl, not obese, just a large bone-structured girl. Now, my illegitimate daughter is taller than her. She's almost like almost 6'3", but my ex-wife's lover was like 6'6", and... you know, between that and my ex-wife, I think Sean asked me how tall my ex-wife was. She was 5'10". The just the structure of the two girls, mine versus the other one, are uniquely different in themselves. Jennifer, my daughter, hit her growth spurt early, and Jessica, the one that is not mine, hit her growth spurt later on in life. You know, so when Jennifer was like in fifth grade, 10 years of age, going through all that, she was much taller than a lot of kids in school. She could almost play like an elementary school basketball team if she wanted to. But then again, she was picked on a little bit because of her height. But then again, she also knew how to defend herself. I taught her a thing or two just in case. But, yeah, the struggles of being a parent, on top of that being, a single parent divorce, that whole scenario wasn't pretty, but we all got through it.